T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 2, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. A couple of things, we're getting right back to the calls with you guys. I mentioned that this is now the best Red Sox team of all time, in my opinion.
Yes.
108 wins in the regular season, 11 more playoff wins. You win 119, you beat a 100-win team in the playoffs. You beat a 103-win team and the defending world champions in the playoffs. You beat last year's World Series finalist to clinch the World Series. It is now... Jason Stark actually did a breakdown. They now become one of the 8 best teams in the history of baseball.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we're comparing them to Red Sox teams.
Yeah.
But you can really start to compare them to other teams in baseball history. Or even, you know, if you don't want to get silly and compare it to some of the, you know, the 1910 teams, you can go, even the last 50 years, some
of
the great teams.
He goes back to 27.
Yeah, see, that seems
fact, 1909.
All right. What are we doing?
The Red Sox won 108 games during the regular season, went on to win the World Series. The only teams that have done that, there are only 7 teams in the history of baseball who have done that. The 98 Yankees, the 86 Mets, the 75 Cincinnati Reds, the 70 Baltimore Orioles. They had Palmer, Cuellar, and McNally.
Yeah.
And then, as he said, you go further back in baseball, the 61 Maris Mantle Yankees, the 27 Ruth Gehrig Yankees, and the 1909 Pirates of Honus Wagner. Those are the only 7 teams that have won as many as 108 games in the regular season and then won the World Series.
Now, the 1912 Red Sox, not to get too hung up on them, Dale, they only won 105 games, but they only played 154, so their winning percentage was actually better than the Red Sox. That was the team, of course, that had the tie in the World Series. But this team, like when you think of best baseball teams, let's say of the modern era, like of teams that I've seen play, I usually, unfortunately, go to the 98 Yankees. Don't you consider them like just an absolute force of a team? There have been some other really good teams, but you go back to, and you know, a lot of times you find out, well, that was actually a wild card team. Then they got hot.
Right.
You know, they had some really good players on it. But as far as start to finish, I think the Red Sox have to be on the very short list of best teams. And maybe you do compare them to the 1998 Yankees, which was the best of that run that they had.
The mayor made an announcement last hour. The championship parade, and Sam Kennedy sort of leaked this out a bit late last night, will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Ooh, Halloween.
Halloween. At least it's in the morning. You know,
there'll still be weirdos out there.
There might be
some creeps.
Yep. 11 a.m. Wednesday morning, the Duck Boat Parade to celebrate the World Series championship. So, you know, if you're a kid in school, you have the perfect case to make to your parents now. A, I want to see the championship parade.
Gotta
and B,
see the parade.
It's Thanksgiving. It's Halloween anyway, so
you know,
I'll go
it's
to the
a
parade.
Holiday. Take the day.
And then we'll do Halloween, and we'll be fine.
Tougher sell to the parents, though, when you're like, well, when am I ever going to see another parade again? Like, I don't know. When's Patriots season over?
Maybe February you could see another one.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a few more. But no, go celebrate this one. Hopefully it's a lot nicer day than today.
Marty Walsh was speaking about this earlier. He did a press conference, and he answered why it's on Halloween.
Yeah, it's tough timing, but unfortunately, like the Patriots, a lot of it's contractual. I mean, the players have certain times, and you know, if they had won the World Series in a Game 7, we probably could have pushed it to a Saturday, but we got it done in 5. So it is about making sure we can maximize the amount of people being here as well, the amount of players being here. So unfortunately, it's just the way it falls. I think the only parade I think that's fallen on a Saturday has been the Bruins won the Stanley Cup in 2011. But every time it just seems this way, but it's also contractual.
Talk about Halloween.
Yeah, I know. look, I will say this, and I know fans don't like to hear this.
Yeah.
You know, most of these guys don't live here year round.
Yeah, they don't want to be here.
Most of these guys want to go home.
Yeah.
You know, they've been here for a long time.
Yeah.
They might not sober up till Wednesday. I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Who's the Mike Napoli of this team? Who's going to be the drunkest dude on the duck boat? Do we have any candidates? They seem like they're all like in good shape.
Nathan Eovaldi.
You think Eovaldi's a booze bag?
He's just got that look about him, that wild-eyed boy look.
He's got a screwy eye. He's got a real screwy eye, that guy.
Brazier. going to be
Brazier. Brazier could be a little bit.
My guy. Nuts. My Ryan Brazier.
Brazier might get wild. I'd like to see that.
So that
Steve Pierce, actually. Steve Pierce looks like a guy that could get after it a little bit.
So that'll happen Wednesday, 11 a.m. Yeah.
Talk about Halloween.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It's a day that you give out candy.
Talk about the fact that it's Halloween as well.
Talk about the fact that it's Halloween. Yeah, it's the 31st of October, ma'am.
I'm going to go
every
as a
year.
French maid, Mr. Mayor. How about you? I mean, what?
Is there going to be cocktails? You know, is there trick-or-treating along the duck boat tour?
I wonder what time arrival is today. Have we heard yet, by the way?
Are costumes mandatory at the parade, Mayor? Talk
oh,
about...
Oh, they're not mandatory, but they're going to be
they're
prevalent.
Encouraged.
That's the question. Forget about who's going to be the drunkest. Who's going to wear the most outlandish
thing? Who's going to wear a costume? Either they all do or they all don't.
By the
they're
way,
a team. This is a team, if I ever saw one.
They actually were saying a couple of days ago, before we knew there was going to be a parade, you know, good news for the trick-or-treaters, it's going to be like 60 degrees Wednesday.
Oh, great.
It's going to be like sunny and 60.
So I'm going door-to-door. I'll be feeling just fine, thank you.
And can you talk about...
No, I don't
want to... Talk about the fact that every year on October 31st, we celebrate what is called Halloween. Do you have any thoughts on that, Mayor? Can you just talk about that? And lump it into the baseball, too, if you could. I need a soundbite for the 6 o'clock news. Give me a break. Talk about it. It's everywhere, Dale. It's infesting our business.
Yeah, I hate that.
Talk about the World Series. Steve Pierce, MVP. Talk about that.
Now that you think about who's more likely to be the Napoli role, Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly could.
Joe Kelly's my vote.
But I think.
By the way, my daughter, who was home, and her pal, her best friend from high school, they're sitting on the couch watching the game last night. And you know, they're
what
my
they
daughter
doing?
Lives in
what
San Francisco. So
where is this going, Rossi? Where do you have any idea?
I have the dump button ready.
Do you have any clue
all of a sudden,
this is
Joe
headed?
Kelly comes into the game, and both girls at the exact same time go, "Ooh, he's
Joe
cute.
Kelly?
Oh yeah, they think
really?
He's totally cute.
Joe Kelly's cute.
Oh, Lucy's looking at me like
I understand that. Oh, I kind of agree.
Yeah,
what?
It's the haircut.
He's wearing a hat out there.
Well, I know that, but I mean...
Joe Kelly's cute? I mean, the guy throws 100 miles an hour. Can't that be enough?
Both 21-year-old, 22-year-old girls said,
is that right?
He's cute.
Now we're doing who's the drunkest and who's the cutest. That's how we're
might be the same. It might be the same guy, the same package. You might get the whole thing
that's
going.
True. That would be nice. Yeah, I don't really know who I would say is the cutest on the team. They're all pretty cute to me.
And there's nothing wrong with that. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Scott's on the cell phone. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I just thought it was very apropos that he brought out Sale to close it out.
That was awesome.
I thought that was really cool. That was really cool. Did you know that he was probably hurt in the whole series? He may have had a bad start, but he brought him out. Bing, bang, boom. He didn't get a save, obviously, but it was really nice that he was able to close it out. I thought that was great.
It was awesome. What a way to finish it. The guy who started the playoff run, the guy who actually started the season, and then he ends the season as well. I guess my question...
Did he knock out Craig Kimbrell so that the bullpen coach had to say to Alex Carter, no, he can't go, Skip.
Did you notice they had like 20 guys trying to warm up, and Craig Kimbrell was not one of them? Thank God.
I do think what will happen, I honestly do believe this. You know how at the end of a season you get the list... You know, this guy's got that. He's going to have this. We're going to find out something about Kimbrell.
That he's gone. Bye.
Well,
bye.
Really? That's where we're going? The day after they win the World Series, you're going,
see ya, bye.
See ya.
Bye, bye. No, Chris Sale ending that was awesome to see. I'll definitely agree with that. I guess my question, Dale, we'll never know the real answer to it, is he got scratched from Game 5 starts not once, but twice in the playoffs.
And I was reading Lou Maloney on Twitter was saying, you know, there's something wrong with this guy.
If there was a game 6, does he start the game? I mean, he looked good last night, but it was one inning. So what could they have realistically expected in a game 6? Like, I was like, oh, if he can't go game 5, then maybe he can't go at all. So I was then after watching him last night, I'm just very confused. I'm like, is he hurt? Is he not hurt? Can he only go an inning? Could he have started game 6? I have
no
idea.
And Alex was obviously downplaying it the game, and he would say, oh, no, if we play game 6, he's going.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of that. It is the lying season. But I understand I actually endorse it.
But
you can't tell the other team.
But what was weird was game 4, so they just played a marathon game. Then they're getting ready for game 4. They're like, who's available? And Alex Cora's like, Chris Sale's not available. And you're like, oh, okay, because he's starting game five.
Right.
But wait a minute, he's not starting game five. So Price was available, or you know, but Sale wasn't? Like, I was very confused.
And
by...
it was weird, too, because Saturday night, you know, the post-game thing, and Alex sitting there talking, and then he gets up, and he, okay, good night, everybody, and he gets all the way to the door.
They didn't ask him who the starter was.
And then he comes back, oh, by the way, David Price is going to start tomorrow. And everybody in the room went, what?
Like, you can't, I don't know, I'm surprised that wasn't asked. Like, I know sometimes
they just assumed
it was Sale.
Well, in fact, David Price...
They're like, talk about
in
starter.
In the piece that Ken Rosenthal wrote about David Price that ran today, he thought Sale was the starter.
Yeah.
And in fact, he said, all of a sudden, Alex says to him, you know, by the way, you're starting tomorrow. He said, oh, okay.
See, I don't know how you could assume, though, that Sale was going to be the starter, only because he did not look very good in game one. He couldn't start game five of the Astros series, and I think he got worse. And so something was kind of up with him.
Yes.
Something was a little off. And by the way, David Price looked really good on short rest before. That was the first.
Looked really good on short rest last
that's
night
my
again,
point.
Too.
I mean,
yeah.
I think that's the sweet elixir for David Price, 3 days rest. His best playoff starts of his career have been on 3 days rest. So maybe that's what you got to do next
year
in the playoffs.
Sorry, we're not going to go with a five-man rotation.
Three
we're going with four on this.
That's all you need, yeah, all season long. Three man.
Frank's up in Maine. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What a weekend. That was awesome.
It was.
And, I just wanted to say that as soon as Pierce hit that home run last night, the first inning, I posted that definitely MVP. You know, definitely MVP. And but then as the game went on, I kind of looked at Price and how he was doing. And, you know, he was basically lights out other than that first pitch he made in the first inning. And my comment is during the ceremony, the MVP ceremony, I was kind of thinking, I felt it inside, I was kind of hoping that maybe Pierce would just grab the microphone from whoever was there and the commissioner and just say, I would like to just say, we all know who the real MVP is.
Are you nuts?
Come on, Frank.
33-year-old journeyman, yeah, and he's getting
I can't
rewarded.
Accept this award.
You know what, here, you take the truck too, David.
I'd like to hand this off to David Price? No.
He earned it. It would be a little bit better than what Brady did in the Super Bowl, handing over the truck to.
Yeah, but he didn't do it then. He didn't do it standing there at the ceremony.
No.
He ended up ultimately doing it later. No. If I'm Steve Pierce,
he earned it.
I earned it. If I'm Steve Pierce, and I'm thinking, no, I'm not giving.
But then
this
David
away.
Price, he wouldn't want it that way.
I think David Price would be embarrassed. Yeah, he had that sourpuss look on his face.
He was upset. I think he thought he was going to win it, and he probably. I mean, he easily could have.
I normally hate it. I hate it. I would have been okay with co-MVPs last night.
You would have split the award.
Well, and then the problem is the guy from Chevy saying, we ain't giving away
two
trucks.
We got the one truck. I saw that in half. I guess we got
one truck here.
Yeah, that would have been
I assume,
tricky.
By the way, that Chevy had a blue truck, too.
Just
so
in
that
case.
If the Dodgers, if ultimately a Dodger won, they wouldn't have handed him a red truck, right?
Sox were wearing blue 3 games out of 5. No, I don't mind the blue jerseys. People were saying they don't like
it. It looks like slow pitch softball. Now, we were talking about this earlier. The story here is the starting pitcher picks the jersey. That's what happened in Chicago with Sale.
Because after they lost, I thought they were going to be done with the blue jersey.
Evidently not.
Yeah, they went right back to it.
I could see the equipment guy saying, sorry, guys, it's the only ones I brought.
Yes.
The others are all back in Boston.
I didn't know what the deal was. I didn't know if they had to tell the league, like, hey, on the road we're wearing these or what. Because I was expecting the grays after they lost on Friday.
Well, again, the story in baseball is
they must
starting
like it.
Pitcher yeah. decides. And I read this on Saturday night when Rodriguez started because they brought the Blues back for the second straight game. And I'm going, oh, no, come on.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, Rodriguez must like it. And again, you go back to what happened with the White Sox. Chris Sale's the starting pitcher, hates this, the old jersey, you know, the one with the collar and all that stuff, the god-awful White
and the
Sox
pants
jersey.
Are all baggy
yeah.
and like-
so he tells them, I don't want to wear that. You know, the starting pitcher decides, I'm not comfortable
like
in
it.
That.
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, but we're giving them away. It's a promotional thing, so you got to wear it.
So he did what anybody would have done. He did what any normal person would have done.
Which
he took the shears to
him. People around here killed him for it. But,
ridiculous.
But now that he's on your team, you're going, attaboy, Chris.
He's smart. Smart guy. He obviously wasn't comfortable.
Rip those things up. Yeah, tell me I'm going to wear those.
Do whatever you want. Oh, I like the hats they had last night, too, by the way. Did we get any hats dropped off here?
No, I was waiting.
What's the
deal
with that? Did we get any hats?
I like the hats.
Let's keep talking about it.
Are we the radio network? I want the hat. I like the hat.
I don't know if I love the T-shirt.
Oh, the T-shirt
with
could be
the
better.
History and the I and the S is 18.
The yeah. hat's slick, though.
I like
that with a big WS on the back, which they were all wearing backwards anyway. So
it's cool. It's cool to wear a hat backwards.
It works when you're producing a show, specifically.
Just a bunch of cool dudes.
I didn't love the T-shirt. I like the hat a lot.
Yeah, the hat.
There will
nice.
Be all sorts of stuff.
When are they dropping that stuff off here? Aren't we the?
I don't know. Is there going to be a Damage Done sweatshirt? Kind of like the way that looks too.
Are we the Radio Network? How about the Dodgers? See the Dodgers? They tweeted like, would they write Damage Done or Damage Did Damage or something like that? They tried to mock the Red Sox.
Wait, after 14 million innings.
After like, yeah, it was like at 3:30 in the morning. I got so mad when on Friday night watching the game and they show the clock in Dodger Stadium and it ticks to midnight and like all the crowd started cheering. I was like, midnight? Are you kidding me? Midnight? Oh my God, midnight felt like a year ago. Midnight. They're so, oh my God, we're such diehard fans. We're up till midnight. Oh my, I lost my mind. I'm like, it's 3 a.m. here. I don't know whether to have a coffee or a beer or what. Take a cold shower.
I don't know what to do.
I'm like smacking myself in the face. Oh my God, I was miserable. I've never loved and hated a sporting event more than Game 3 of the World Series. It was a wild mix of emotions for me.
So
probably the combination of the beer and the coffee is probably what led to that.
Speaking of Twitter feeds, I don't know who's in charge of the Red Sox Twitter feed, but whoever you are, sir or ma'am.
No, which one?
I applaud you for this one. So in the wee hours of the morning this morning, and they were probably still half drunk, they went back to the first game of the season, and they had tweeted out, final Rays 6, Red Sox 4, and the comments in the aftermath of that, they now went back and responded to everybody.
Oh boy.
Who commented the first one.
They had those ready to go.
And so like somebody, like they tweeted out, you know, Red Sox, Rays 6, Red Sox 4. And the very first comment says, yeah, we got J.D. Martinez though. So the Red Sox responded, yep. And he hit a dinger in Game 5 of the World Series.
Jeez. Yeah, you could spend all day doing that.
Oh, no, they went back and responded to everybody. So everybody
they're
who
going
commented.
Freezing cold takes on everybody?
They went nuts.
They're going freezing cold takes?
There was 50 different ones. Yeah, I liked it.
It took a lot of work, and good for them. I liked it.
Did you guys see what the Rangers did?
The
Texas
sorry.
Rangers.
Like the New York Rangers? Yeah, what's their problem?
What are we looking
the
at that
Texas
stuff for?
Rangers?
The Texas Rangers tweeted out after the game.
When was the last game they played?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say months ago.
But they said, at LA Dodgers, the back-to-back World Series losers meeting starts Tuesday morning.
Oh, that's funny. That's pretty good. No, but they're in that meeting. That's not bad. I was going to say, they're kind of carving out a nice Atlanta Braves-Buffalo Bills thing going. Although the Braves won one. So maybe the Dodgers can they'll have that potentially. But, I mean, they're not a great team. A
lot of Twitter burning going on with these MLB teams.
Very aggressive. Their interns that are in charge of the Twitter are pretty feisty.
Good for them. And besides, they had a snootful by then. They've been going at it since the wee hours.
Sure.
Hey! I like champagne!
That's a long off-season for them. They just got to get snarky all off-season.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Alex, congratulations.
Thank you.
Just curious, you know, you pivot to David to start tonight, and Chris goes out to the bullpen for the game, and of course David ends up going 7 dominant innings, which really shortens what you need from the bullpen. But did you envision the possibility of maybe having Chris work multiple innings if you needed him to?
No, it was only one inning. You have to be prepared for them coming back and winning this game, and you have to be ready for Game 6. And the reason we went to David is because we felt that he was going to have a a great outing tonight. He was ready for it. But at the same time, if it didn't happen for us, then he was going to be able to bounce back for Game 6 or Game 7.
They plan everything out, man. And the brilliance of using Porcello and Eovaldi and Price and Sale in that 8th inning role that we thought was such a blank spot. Now, as it turns out,
it's a lot better when you have those guys.
As it turns out, the bullpen in general was
Kelly got a bunch of big outs.
Matt
Barnes was good.
I mean, the bullpen was actually one of the strengths of this team. We just didn't realize it going in.
Kimbrel made you nervous. You know, the one guy that maybe you felt good about was the one that, you know, he didn't blow any games because they had a big enough lead, but he made you nervous a bunch. I still think it's odd when he says, you know, why'd you go with Price? He's like, oh, because we thought he would pitch well. So did it not feel that way about Chris Sale? Like, because Chris Sale was the one that was lined up to go. So there's still a bit of a mystery surrounding that. Like, he was good enough to go.
We're
going to
find out some stuff here in the next couple of
days. Well, we already knew he was hurt.
Yeah, we're going to hear. Yeah, Chris Sale needs to get this taken care of. You know, Craig Kimbrel needs to get that taken care of. There will be a litany. There always is. we're going to find out, yeah, he's going to get this cleaned up, and they're going to get that taken care of.
Sale, at least we knew, had a couple of different things going on, you know, whether it was the shoulder, the stomach, or who else, whatever. But Craig Kimbrell, they were just saying he was tipping his pitches. Like, that's what Eric Gagne said. And then he looked good. He looked really good for two, maybe even if you want to give him three outings in a row, he looked really good. And then he goes back to, you know, giving up home runs and not looking like the old Craig Kimbrell. So, I mean, it was a weird one. He had a bunch of saves, and he finished out a bunch of wins for the Red Sox, but it was not pretty.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Louie in Cambridge. Hey, Louie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm great. We had, this whole year, I was the optimistic. I was the guy who looked the glass half full every time defending the Red Sox.
Nice.
Always found myself defending David Price. Always. But, and it's great how his playoff performance, he's probably going to be go down in Red Sox history now, but I can't wait to trade this guy. I can't wait. Okay. I can't wait to get his contract off the books, put that money somewhere else. I can't wait for Kimbrel to be gone either. Kimbrel's contract to be paid as the top closer in history? No.
He's not even close. He's the fourth highest paid closer year in baseball.
Right now. But if you were he's
not getting that high.
Well, I don't want him anywhere near these contracts we have, because did we need him for the World Series? Did we really need him? Did we need him throughout the playoffs?
Yes.
No, it turns out you didn't.
Well,
no,
of course
anybody could have done Kimbrel. That. No, Kimbrel?
No.
Are you talking about Price?
Well, either one, but the idea.
Oh, you definitely could have won without Kimbrel.
I'm not sure
you wouldn't
have
had a heart attack.
Yeah. I mean, well, and all of a sudden you make Joe Kelly the closer, and you're going to feel great about it.
Well, Joe Kelly could have.
Great in the role that he pitched in. You don't know that he would have pitched great as the closer.
But I think Kimbrel didn't pitch great is the point. Like, I think somebody else could have done that.
He did it times, and at other times he didn't. Well, he had a couple of games in there where he went, oh, okay.
He was terrible.
This is better.
Few of them.
So, Louie, in the morning after they win a World Series, your first thought is, I can't wait to get rid of Price and Kimbrel.
Yes. Kimbrel.
That sounds a little strange to me. I got to be honest with you, Louie.
He was glass half full all year. He was defending these guys all year.
I can't get them out of here.
He got what he wanted. He got the World Series title, and now he's ready to move on. I think Kimbrel is definitely gone. The bigger question becomes David Price.
They win the World Series 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
And Louis, I can't wait to get them out of here.
He doesn't want him on the team. Neither do I. You want Kimbrel back?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, so there you go.
But it's not. I'm not sitting here going, I want that guy out.
No,
I want that guy out.
That's fine.
We have 12 hours after you win the World Series. That wasn't the first thought I had.
No, that's fine. But I'm just saying he brought it up. And so if I had to choose between re-signing Kimbrel at, you know, similar price with a little bit of an increase? No, thank you.
See, I'm not and I may be wrong about this, but I'm guessing that Kimbrel may not be looking for every dime because of the medical technology here that has played such a part in his daughter.
Well, we said the same thing about Nate Solder, and he ended up going for the, so, I mean, we'll see how similar the contracts are, you know? Because somebody will offer him a lot of money. There's no doubt. He was lights out in the regular season.
I'm not sure. We said he's the fourth highest paid closer this year. I think he makes somewhere around $13 million. The highest paid closer is 20. He ain't getting there.
Well, because that's an idiot.
He's not getting there.
So is it like Chapman, Melanson, and Wade Davis are the three guys that make more money than him? So he'll get an increase, but he probably won't hit 20. But there's still a nice little, I mean, he could make 16, 17 next year.
I was thinking more like 15, 16, but you might be right. Jerome's in Scituate. Hey, Jerome.
Hey, Dale and Rich.
What's up?
Hey, Rich, don't take any more days off.
Okay, I'll try. I won't.
Listen, I get a good memory.
Ever.
Last Monday, right? I get tagged in by Dale and the basketball guy there, Greg Dickerson.
Goodness.
Right?
Basketball guy?
I get tagged in. I had to take them both on.
What happened? What was the problem?
Well, he wanted to fight both of us, but that's beside the point.
I heard that, but what was that? Based off of what?
Dale, I apologize. Mike Temple got away.
That's okay.
Listen, the problem was, I made the comment that David Price, a lot of the problem is with the beat writers, or not the beat writers, any writer, that they don't like the answers he gives them. I'll take David Price any day. Any day.
I mean, Wade Davis.
I love him. You don't win the World Series without David Price.
That's true. You don't win the World Series this year without David Price. You're right. I give you that. But to be fair, Jerome, prior to the last three starts, you know, even the Yankee series, he was not good in the playoffs. Like, his whole career, he had struggled.
Do you remember Pedro saying, who's my daddy?
I remember Pedro saying that, yes.
Okay, where was that?
Huh? It was against New York, but he also, I don't think his ERA was 6, and he couldn't win a playoff game.
Well, I know that. I know. I'm not stupid. But
I didn't say that. I didn't say you were.
No, I know.
Okay.
I know. It's not like I went to Dumbarton.
No. I get it. But you leave Dumbarton out of this. No, my point, Jerome, is with David Price, all right, before, a lot of the things that were said about him were true. And then now, you know, you have to change it. Now you have to say, all right, he can pitch in the playoffs. He's proven it out. He was almost the World Series MVP. You don't win without
him.
Could
have easily made the case.
So that's also true. So I think everybody has to sort of adapt to what you see in front of you. But for a while, he was one of these great playoff failures. And now that's over with. He knocked that over.
Well, Dale, do you accept my apology?
I don't need an apology, but that's very nice of you. Thank
just
you.
Just accept
much.
It, Dale, so we can move on.
I'm trying to be the bigger man. There is no need to apologize to me, Jerome.
Hmm.
Do you accept it?
You need to accept it.
I'm happy to accept it, but it's not needed.
Unnecessary.
Like that. How's that? Does that?
That's very good.
That's better.
I take one day off, and then Dale's trying to
don't
fight
ever
callers.
Take it. No. He was trying to fight us.
Okay, all right.
We didn't pick the fight. Jerome was picking the fight.
Two sides.
What about when he said, listen, I can take you both on. I've fought more than two guys at once before. What about when he said he was too slow?
I'm sorry.
I don't remember that at all.
When did he say he could fight two people? When was this?
Hold the phone.
Me, I'll take both of you on. I don't care.
So he wanted to go handicap match versus
Falls
Dale
count
Dickerson.
Anywhere.
I guess so. Yikes. You could tail the tape on that one.
Jake's in Weston. Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you.
I got a lot to say. I'll try to be quick. So I grew up in Charlotte. I didn't have baseball. There's no team there. You got the Braves 4 hours away. They're terrible. So I moved up here in 2016, and that was really the first year I really followed baseball. So throughout that season, as soon as I was up here, I'm in my car all day for work. I've been listening to you guys since day one all day, and I just heard so much about David Price, and he sucks, and he chokes, and he's not clutch, he's not worth the contract. And so this season, I wanted to really make up my own mind about him. And throughout the year, I gave him chance after chance after chance, and he'd have the good stretches, but he got shelled against the Yankees in the playoffs, and my mind was made up that the guy sucks. So looking at this World Series and this postseason in general, I have some stats that I found. And in the last 30 years, there are only 5 Red Sox pitchers that have had a better ERA than David Price's 3.74, and those guys are Pedro Martinez, Chris Sale, John Lester, Roger Clemens, and Andrew Miller. So other than them, he's got the best ERA of anybody that's pitched for us in the last 30 years. And after seeing that, that's prior to that Game 5. So
yeah, you're talking about playoff ERA.
Yeah. And then he goes in there and tosses 7 innings last night, 3 hits, 1 run. So, you know, his stats tell the story. This guy's redeemed himself. I'm buying his jersey tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Wow. All right, thanks. Yeah.
Was Josh Beckett not on that list? That's surprising if he wasn't on there. Josh Beckett had a hell of a run. But I'll take his word for it. He obviously did a lot of homework, wrote some stuff down,
and
loves David Price.
So speaking of false count anywhere.
Yes.
This little Twitter exchange took place the other night. After Christian Vasquez ends up on first base after the outfielder dove and the ball got by him and Vasquez is still at first.
Yeah.
So I tweet out, how is Christian Vasquez not on second base after that? To which Fandango replies to me, didn't hustle out of the box.
Fandango?
Wait, it gets
the
better.
The movie place or the wrestler?
The wrestler.
The wrestler responded to
So wait,
you?
It gets better. So then I write, the fact that Fandango follows me makes me happier than I can tell you. He responds.
Ease up, cupcake?
No, he responds, damn, thought this was Tom Arnold. Just kidding.
Wait, what?
To which.
What, Tom Arnold?
To which.
What's happening?
To which Tom Arnold responds.
Oh, no.
And he says, now it is. What are you going to do about it? Ha, ha, ha. Dale, you go first.
What is happening?
That was what was going on late Friday night.
So you, Tom Arnold, and the wrestler
and
Fandango were talking about the Christian Vasquez play in the World Series.
Well, me and Fandango first, and then Tom Arnold, tagged in.
You and Fandango.
To which I suggested a handicap match, the Arnolds against Fandango, falls count anywhere. And Tom Arnold favorited that one, too.
This is you see it all the time, but when people retweet stuff and say, this website is free, this is a prime example. You have Dale Arnold, Tom Arnold, and Fandango talking about World Series baseball.
And here we are.
Anybody can jump in and take a look at that.
It's right there still.
Well, that is really well done.
617.
Fandango's going to join the show at 1 o'clock today.
Breaking down the whole thing.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
You said Alex Cora is the best manager that's ever managed me. I want you to tell the folks at home why, because I was fascinated by your answer and your home run the other day.
Do you know why? He's made me feel better than what I am.
Wow.
That homer has happened because he texted me the night before. He explained me, I start with Dever. If they bring lefty after the sixth inning, the game online, be prepared, you're going to hit with him. For him. So I was looking for the video. For the who?
Alex Wood.
I saw like 8-9 pitchers. 85% of the pitcher was breaking ball.
Wow.
So I was like, in that situation, he don't want to get beat by a fastball. No way. So I was sitting in breaking ball all at bat. But I have prepared because Alex Cora tested me the night before was the deal.
That was Eduardo Nunez, and I have to admit I was a little surprised because, you know, they've got the whole post-game show going. He was the first guest they had.
I don't know why they had him, but hey, all right, fine.
Red Sox Works. Guy, come here.
We need a player.
And Eduardo Nunez was the first guy that apparently, you know, wasn't gambling in the outfield.
He is a odd guy to watch play baseball, isn't he? I mean, he is diving around.
Diving into the like stands.
Hey, he looks like he's
Eduardo,
hurt.
Eduardo, there's a guy tagging up over there. You might want to come out now.
He was just taking a break, and then he gets in
taking
there.
Taking a sit?
Yeah, he was having a sit front row, and you're like, with Pat Sajak. You're like, no, you got to get back in here, and you got to throw the ball around. And then he's like hobbling at the plate, but then he'll smack a home run, and you're like, wait a minute, what? And then every once in a while, he'll sprint down the line. He's all over the place, that guy, but it was just another one of the guys that, you know, didn't play every inning, but had a pretty significant impact throughout the playoffs.
Needless to say, it's a pretty baseball centered program here today. We haven't even talked about the big Patriots till tonight because we won't.
Big Bills match. Yeah. I was on Buffalo radio this morning.
Where are you? How'd you do? Did you work in a dork podcast?
I was really upset that the guy didn't ask about that.
Oh man!
And so I probably will never go on that show again. But if he does,
I will say though, in one quick little football note here, in the least shocking news of the day, Hugh Jackson got fired today by the Cleveland Browns.
Out, huh?
His record for the Cleveland Browns is a robust 3-36-1.
Yeah, but he got two of those wins this year.
3-36-1.
They didn't fire him after the one win in 2 years, and now he gets two wins and they fire him. We got a chance to see him during Hard Knocks, and it was not pretty. And so both coordinators, I feel like, would be better head coaches, and I don't think either of them would be good. Todd Haley and Greg Williams. But yeah, the Browns are 2-5-1. They've lost three straight, and I guess that was enough. So halfway through the season, see you later.
By the way, a texter says, Keefe, check Fandango's Twitter page. He retweeted you on Saturday, too.
What? Fandango did?
Whoa, says Keefe. Now you're not mocking me so much, are you?
What did he retweet?
He, by the way, is a Maine guy. I think he's from Lewiston.
Guy? Oh, okay.
If memory serves me correctly. So he probably listens to the program. We're on up there.
Oh, he did. He did. He retweeted a random tweet of mine.
Well, there you go.
That's odd.
He might follow you, too.
He retweeted, I said, Machado thinks Rodriguez tried. Remember that?
Oh, that was a funny one. I like that one. That was a good one.
No, he does not follow me, but he somehow was able to come up with that tweet. But Rodriguez on the base paths. Holy smokes. Like, I know he's a pitcher. I know he's not used to being on base. I know he's never been on base. But you've watched a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
Don't you think running to second would have been okay?
Well, that's what made me so upset about Vasquez. Outfielder dives for it, doesn't get it, it gets by him. And I look and he's standing on first base. Hey.
Machado did the same thing.
You can take another base if you want.
Machado hit the ball to the fence. I know. It was on first base.
I'm tired.
But to be fair, he admitted he doesn't hustle. So at least he's not trying to pretend he's something he's not.
What a piece of garbage that guy is.
You're in a contract year. Even if you don't hustle, you don't need to tell people you don't. Just fool the next team into giving you $300 million.
There's no way he's getting $300 million.
I bet he gets pretty close.
I don't think so.
I bet he does because...
By the way, the Yankees probably won't get him because they're going to make a run at Bryce Harper, right?
Yeah, so there's going to be a few teams making a run at both guys. And so whoever doesn't get Harper is going to have a lot of money. Machado's still in the prime of his career. I would not want to give him the money. I definitely would not. Plus, the Red Sox don't need to. But even if I was another team, I wouldn't want to, but he still will. I mean, he is a really good player.
He has that look on his face, too.
Oh, he does.
You just want to give him a slap.
Oh, I know. I can't stand him. He's very easily hateable. So I don't know.
Slimy.
But he's going to go somewhere, probably the Yankees, and for big bucks.
Kitty's in Rhode Island. Oops, let's try this again. Hey, Kitty, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
The Yankees deserve Manny Machado.
Great,
they do, absolutely.
Yeah, just real quick, stuff that's happened since I came on the line. Yes, Nunez is a blast to watch. Don't forget he headbutted David Price in the teeth.
No, it was Porcello. Yeah, it was Porcello. They were celebrating. I'm that's sorry, right. Yeah. They showed that. You're like, oh, my God, he's going to hurt him.
He's just such a wonk. I mean, he's twitchy and weird. And twitchy. It's been a blast.
Joe Kelly's twitchy, too, but I don't mind.
He's a wonk.
Joe Kelly is so twitchy. He's so fun. I pointed that out, and then we couldn't stop watching it. I said, is it the glasses? Is it the heat? Is he just is he blinking signs? What's he doing there? So
might have been a little nervous.
It's been so sweet. So sweet to watch. Betts finally doing something.
Yeah.
Bryce doing it. But one of the sweetest things, is I have to say, was having Machado be the last out, because he's such a weasel.
It was the best.
It's so unsportsmanlike. I mean, to step on your really to be the last out, and he deserves to lose in grand fashion. He really does.
Absolutely right, Kitty.
It did make me happy to see him.
He deserves every minute of the hate that he gets, because he just brings it on himself, man.
We just want to punch him in the throat.
He does. And that was the big, I mean, he helped put the Dodgers over the top, though, or at least to get them back to the World Series again, because you look at their lineup. They don't have a lot of guys that scare you. And I know Machado had a bad World Series, but he's one of the few guys that's actually pretty good.
They can pay him. They can afford to keep him. They've got a gazillion dollars out there.
I wonder if they would. After watching that firsthand, would you want that for seven more years?
I didn't ask you this before. I should have. I did think it was better than the Bill Belichick Open. What did you think of the Magic Larry Open?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was cool. Because, I mean, when you think of Boston, L.A., that is who you think of. That's what I think of. So.
Now, you noticed that Larry held the hat. He didn't exactly put it on.
No. Yeah, he wasn't really feeling it. He's electric, isn't he? When some of those. Pretty good.
It was as electric as Bill Belichick was.
Yeah, no, I know. They're like, let's just find these famous people. It's like, we can't really get them excited about it, but we can get them at least to read the lines.
And obviously was just done because he's talking about, you know, trailing 3-1 to Magic. So.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they filmed a bunch of them.
Date specific?
No, they filmed a whole bunch of them. All right, now it's Larry, 2-2.
Larry, now say 2-2, okay, Larry?
So, but no, I mean, that was good. That was a nice way to cap it off.
I liked it. I mean,
yeah.
Anything that's got, you know, Larry Bird in it, we're going to like anyway around here.
Yep.
Jay's in Quincy. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
What's going on?
I want to talk about Joe Kelly. If you told me like 1 month ago that Joe Kelly would come in and pitch like an inning or 2 innings in the World Series, and you would not feel bad about it, I would have called you crazy. But I almost think he might be the MVP of the World Series. I liked him too.
Yeah, he was really good. He'd probably be on the ballot. I don't think he would win. He went 6 innings, and he pitched in all 5 games. Like, that is pretty impressive.
Every time they brought him in, you're like, okay, what's he going to do?
What's the catch? Yeah. No, I know. He was good.
I wanted to say one other thing about Joe Kelly.
Sure.
You guys were talking about it earlier. I prefer women, but I think he is really cute.
See, I didn't know that. There's all of a sudden a real up.
See, I told rising. You that the two 21-year-old girls watching on my couch last night said,
Joe Kelly's
really cute.
See, I didn't thought about that.
Joe Kelly Fight Club? When he got his shirt ripped?
All right, calm down.
That was hot.
Calm down. Okay.
Whoa, Lucy's going right to hot.
She still sounds like she's on NyQuil or something.
It's a really sexy voice, right?
You're all like... hopped up on medicine?
hoping to rip the shirt off Joe Kelly.
Jeez Louise. Power rankings of the Red Sox, is Joe Kelly the most handsome?
I'd say yes. Ivaldi number 2.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, my sister was getting down with Ivaldi over the weekend. She's like, who's this guy?
What about Pretty Ricky?
I guess.
Because it's always a dead giveaway, because my wife could care less about all this stuff. But every once in a while, she'll look her head up from her phone and be like, who's that guy? And there's the only reason she has. She's never asked that about some ugly hump of a guy.
She
ever.
Doesn't say, that's Christian
that
Vasquez.
Yeah, no, she's never like, who's that guy? Oh, that's Sandy Leone. He's one of the catchers on the team. Never got that one.
What about Rafael Devers? She's not giving him the double take?
Oh, she might be like, that guy looks young. I'm like, he is young.
He's like 12. Yeah.
he's a young guy. Sorry, Joe Kelly. Jeez, I didn't know that.
So we've got the two 21-year-olds on my couch, Lucy and Jay.
That's all I need to hear.
We're all talking about a handsome guy that Joe Kelly is.
Good for Joe Kelly. I guess he could be a real star. He's our closer next year.
Joe Kelly made himself a certain amount of goodwill around here.
And
the
money.
Joe Kelly Fight Club thing. He fights against the Yankees. Come on. Get over here.
Then he was terrible for 2 months.
And then he got good again.
And then he was good again. He's back. No, that was a great World Series run for him. I mean, he was lights out. He only gave up one run in, let's do the math, what, 11 and a third innings in the playoffs? I don't think anybody saw that coming.
By the way, I've never heard this one before, so I really like it. Yes. About Manny Machado.
Okay.
Texter says, Manny Machado is a human burp. Really?
I could see that.
A human burp.
Yeah, he's what a burp would look like. I could see that. That's pretty well good description of him.
Not a handsome guy.
Particularly.
A human burp.
Just a guy super talented but doesn't seem to care.
Eric's in Miami. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing? What a great day to be a Red Sox fan.
Sure is.
Sir.
Listen, I love the conversation about using Sale versus Price. I love the choice of Price simply because I didn't want Sale up to bat, running the bases, and especially after Rodriguez got plunked. I think Cora was just protecting his guy, making sure that he was healthy, and Price was the man to go.
Yeah, I don't know if you would have had to worry about Sale running the bases necessarily.
Yeah.
That means you'd have to get on.
He'd have had to get on base. Now, after Eduardo Rodriguez got plunked Saturday night, you're thinking, really?
Yeah. And that's another good example of there's some pitchers out there that are lefty pitchers that hit righty or vice versa, and that's why a lot of teams hate that, because luckily Rodriguez, lefty pitcher, also a lefty hitter, so it drills him in the non-throwing arm at least. Where other guys, I want to say like Randy Johnson was randomly one of those guys that hit like from the right side. So he's exposing his left elbow. But that wasn't the case with Rodriguez, thankfully. But I don't think it has anything to do with that, the Sale thing. I think they didn't think they could get 5 or 6 innings out of him, and they thought they could do that with David Price.
Jason, have we heard anything yet about a rival?
There is still no word from like all the feeds that I have in the reporters. I still think they're not here.
No. I know they're not here. I see where Lou just landed a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, MF is back.
Well,
Lou is back.
Lou took a separate flight.
Yeah, Lou stayed later than those guys.
Gotcha.
But the Red Sox, my guess is they were going to fly back today, and I'm just total guess here would be sometime around dinner time they'd finally hit Logan, that sort of thing. I mean, first of all, it was a real long night. Alex Cora was tweeting like a madman at 4 o'clock this morning, our time.
With Fandango? Good.
No, not with Fandango. I bet Fandango follows him, though.
You know who was tweeting at 2 o'clock in the morning? It'd be your guy, David Price.
I saw that.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.